It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will have this morning's report coming right up. Do you know one of the greatest assets successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines each year? Well, it's how they approach precision agriculture and how they get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields. There's a program coming up at the end of the month to help you producers with the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques to help you save time and money and optimize your return on investment. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is set for November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center in Iowa City, Iowa. We'll be there, and we hope to see you at the Farm Progress Tech Forum. You can learn and be inspired with all of the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And there's a hands-on section, too. Go to the website to get all of the information and to register. The website, farmprogresstechforum.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Max is beginning his day in Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. By the way, you may know that Max has a long history as a volunteer firefighter, and I'm wondering if he's ever seen a fire truck wrong side up. This time it happened in northern Iowa a few nights ago as a fire truck was leaving a fire scene near Ventura. The driver turned too short at an intersection. The fire truck rolled onto its top in a ditch. The driver was taken to a Mason City hospital for treatment. Up until now, if Matt Whitaker was known in his home state of Iowa, it was probably for playing tight end under the legendary coach Hayden Fry and catching a pass for the Hawkeyes in the 1991 Rose Bowl. Now, the nation's eyes are on Whitaker as he was appointed by the president to be acting attorney general after Jeff Sessions resigned, reportedly under pressure. The FBI has been called in to Porter County in northwestern Indiana to investigate whether there was something hinky happening during Tuesday's election. Porter County's commissioners asked the FBI to look into scores of alleged violations of Indiana election law reported by poll workers and by voters. It was a different story in Wisconsin. Even with a record midterm turnout of nearly 60%, Wisconsin's chief elections official said there was no evidence of anything going on that wasn't supposed to be. No hacking, no voter fraud, no suppression in Tuesday's election. In Noblesville, Indiana, a suburb of Indianapolis, voters have agreed to pay more taxes, $50 million more over the next 8 years, that will be spent to improve security at a school where a 13-year-old girl and a teacher were shot and wounded in May. Forest Park, Illinois has done something that no other village or city in Illinois has done. Its residents voted to get rid of video gambling machines. People who wanted the machines to stay pointed out the tens of thousands of dollars in tax revenue the machines provided for the village, but opponents countered that the machines just are not a good fit for the community. Being a landlord is not for the weak of heart. For example, the Missouri landlord who stumbled upon an unwanted house guest while evicting a tenant, a large alligator in a hot tub. The tenant also had two boa constrictors and a rabbit. Do you suppose he asked for his damage deposit back? That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.